To be the best, you need to play with the best. You might not have your own personal high-level circle of women yet, but you can hang with us on the Female Millionaire Show. I'm Midori Verity, serial entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I interview badass female founders and cut through to what you really need to know. So in 20 minutes, you have what can take years to learn. If you're wanting to play bigger, come play with us. Join the Female Entrepreneur Revolution today. Cheers. All right, ladies, I am here with a woman that is designed to help you when you are going through those hormonal changes. We all know what we're talking about, so that your next phase that you're going into doesn't suck. And what I love about Jill Beck, who is the founder of Go Long, is that her approach is based on tactical and practical. So join me in welcoming Jill to the show. Hey, Jill.
Hey, how are you? It's great to be here, Midori. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So tell me about, you know, what got you into what you do? First of all, before you even say that, define better what Go Long is.
Go Long is around living your best life in years to come. It means that, you know, you used the word suck before. And really what I want to do is take the suck out of this next phase of your life. When everyone in the media is telling you that your life is over and that you're past your prime, I'm here to tell you that there are ways to take the suck out of it in meaningful and sustainable ways.
Okay. I love that. And you have a certain approach to it, which we're going to get into today. And okay, so as you can hear in her, she might not even notice it, but I do. I talk to Jill all the time. She has a little accent. And so she is from the New York area. And what we know about, or what we kind of the stereotypical New Yorker is that they are all about tactical and practical. They get right to it. They cut through the BS, and that's what Jill is all about. And so that's one of the things that I love about her, that there's no fluff. She's just going to tell you like it is, and she's going to help you get through and create a system that helps you adjust, really, right? Helps you adjust to that next, that all the crap that you're going through. And we'll talk about some of the symptoms and all of that. But Jill, why do you do this? Talk to us about your journey and why you launched this company.
Yeah, so you said I'm from New York. And so in my previous life, way back, I started on Wall Street working for investment banks, and very hard charging life in my 20s, burning the candle at both ends, not living a very healthy life. Get to my early 30s. I already have one autoimmune disease and lots of bad health outcomes on their way to happening. And I needed to kind of just do a massive course correction. So had to like totally rewire how I thought about things. But here's the thing. This is not something that is going to happen. Like you see on social media where people promise these like lose weight quick things and approaches and stuff. And first of all, I don't even know who has time to keep up with social media. I mean, who has time for that shit, right? But it's not a linear process. And that is something that I can empathize with. So you talk about the fact that New Yorkers are very pragmatic, right? But the other thing is that New Yorkers are also very empathetic. And that's really the first part of my approach, is that I'm very empathetic to the struggle, and that it is not a linear journey. And it's not going to be this like 12 weeks of like, you're going to get into like your favorite pant size and everything else. It's so much more multifaceted than that, Midori. And that's why I'm into this, because I want to communicate to women after working in investment banking for 10 years and then working in tech for 20 years, women are just bombarded with these bullshit messages around what they need to look like, as opposed to let's focus on how do you want to feel right now?
Completely. I love, love, love everything that you're saying, because yeah, it gets freaking tiring. It's tiring of like, what, I'm supposed to fit in a size 2 or maybe a size 4. And, you know, but then I feel like crap because I'm freaking starving and I have no energy left. And then, you know, I'm at a certain age and I'm going through certain changes. And I've noticed like if I drink too much coffee, all of a sudden I start acting really weird. I'll start sweating, like weird stuff. And from working with you, those you help with so many different things that we don't even think about. So it's not necessarily about weight. It's
No.
about feeling our best, really, at the stage that we're in and owning it and feeling great.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my clients, they come to me and they're so frustrated because they feel so fatigued during the day, but then they get into bed and they can't sleep. And they're just literally like, WTF, right? They don't feel as sharp in meetings as they'd like to be. They're not feeling as present around their family, whether it's taking care of their parents or they're being around their kids. And so it's this multifaceted, again, I keep using that word because it's not as simple as like, okay, I'm just going to cut back my calories and I'm going to work out a little bit more and then everything's going to magically get better. Life does not work like that. Everyone has things going on. And so to solve these problems and to get women to invest in themselves, that is very much around looking at everything in their life. And so I don't ask my clients about their height and weight. I give zero fucks about that because it doesn't matter. Because it is all about how is your day flowing? What time do you get up? What are the types of interruptions that you have in your day? What are the different types of impediments that you currently have that don't allow you to take care of yourself? That is what I focus on because if I can't fix that, I don't care if you're a size two or whatever it is, you are not going to get healthy. There are plenty of people, Midori, might I add, that are a size two and are completely unhealthy and would fail every type of health metric out there in terms of blood pressure, cholesterol, and everything else. So that's also why I don't like to focus on those metrics because they tell very little about your story around longevity and living high quality of life as you're living longer.
And that's what we're all about. Like whoever's listening to this show, the type of listener and the type of people who come into my circle are badass women, right? We aren't. I think the challenge that I have seen with women who are, you know, they're no longer in their 30s. Maybe they're not even in their 40s. And maybe they're approaching 60 or 70 or 50 or whatever it is. It's all, you know, we have the psychological bullshit that goes in our head.
Yeah.
But they want to show up strong.
Yep.
They want to show up knowing their shit. They want to show up confident. They want to show up with feeling like their health is optimized, right? So that's what you do. And that's why you're here is to help us, you know, because we do go through changes and we do have to, what we did when we were in 20s to feel our best is not going to be what we do when we're in 40 or 50 or even 30 or 60 or, you know, any of these, it changes.
It's so dynamic. Obviously, genetics goes into it. The type of life you've had, you know, all your decisions that you've made today lead up to where you're at now. I mean, there's so many factors. And I think what I do is I focus a lot on trying to understand what your intrinsic motivations are versus your extrinsic motivations. There is so much guilt around, I should. The phrase, I should. There is so much guilt. I should feel motivated to get up at 5 in the morning, workout. Who the hell feels motivated to get up at 5 in the morning? Like working out is a big part of my life. When I was working in corporate, I had to get up at 5 in the morning. I hated it every freaking time, right? And I've been doing it for years. And so the thing is that it's about, again, being empathetic to the fact that getting up at 5 in the morning sucks, but it's also pragmatic in the sense that that is for a lot of people, the only time it's going to get done given their constraints in their life. And so that is what I talk to my clients about is that like, just because yes, when I don't work out, I get very cranky. And the thing is that, so I know that getting up at 5 a.m. is when it has to get done. So the intrinsic motivation is not even the working out part. It is the, I know that I get cranky when I don't work out. So that is my extrinsic motivation to deal with my intrinsic motivation of wanting to be my best.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So when you're working with a client, is this something that you help them identify? Because we're all different, right? So what might motivate me is going to be different than someone else. So is that something that you help them identify? So they're like, okay, the only time I do have time to wake up and work out is at 5 a.m. Fucking hate it. But because I want to feel this way, because of X, Y, or Z, whatever's motivating me. So you help them identify that, because often we don't realize it.
No, people come to me and they're like, I want to lose weight. That's what they do. They're like, I want to lose weight. So then I'm like, why do you want to lose weight? Okay. So it could be that they're, you know, they see their parents and they, you know, want to be, and their parents can't travel even though they have the money to travel. And as I like to say, Midori, Rome is not ADA friendly and everybody wants to go to Italy. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Italy? It's, I mean, the food's great, scenery is beautiful, all the things, right? But it's not ADA friendly. There's no elevators, escalators to take you around. Even if you're on a tour bus, you're walking along cobblestone streets. So that could be a motivator. I've had clients who are like, I just want to feel confident in bed, right? And hey, that's a totally valid reason too. So I always focus on what is your why? And that is what that intake questionnaire focuses on is, again, not the height and weight, but why are you motivated to want to make these changes in your life? Because if you don't have that worked out, that's your intrinsic motivation right there, right? I want to be able, so my husband and I, we hike. And when we travel, we like to hike. And so for me, that is like my big goal that I want to be doing when I retire. And so that is what I focus on. But now I need the other structures in place, right? So the intrinsic is, hey, I want to be able to hike forever until my last day on earth, right? But the other piece of that is putting in the structure, right? And that is the extrinsic motivation there where it's like, okay, when the intrinsic motivation fails, which it will for everybody, it fails for me sometimes too. That's where I have the extrinsic motivation in there. And that's where you have that structure that comes in and helps you stay on track, right? And it could be something as simple as, the alarm goes off, I can't hit snooze because my spouse will kick my ass. Not that that's ever happened in my house. I can't see that happening. No, but I mean, like, the thing is that I used to have a bad snooze problem, and
it was an issue.
It was an issue and it got dealt with. So,
All the secrets are coming out.
All the secrets are coming out. Oh my God. I hope Mark doesn't listen to this. but the thing is that it's about being relatable. And so that's what that personalized approach does, Midori, is talking to you and being like, hey, what time, you know, like, you're married. So what time do you go to bed versus when does your partner go to bed? Because that also can make a difference if one of you is a night owl versus one of you is an early bird. And how does that figure into it? It's all of that environmental stuff that goes into the equation to figure out how do we come up with a structure that is going to work for you for a sustained period of time, not what you see on social media. Most of the shit you see on social media is not sustainable. It's stuff to look good for your high school reunion or your daughter's wedding. That is it.
Yes. I remember going to my second high school reunion, and I wore two bras just to kind of lift them up a little more. I'm like, but I dieted. I had the worst diet. I had like this grapefruit water BS diet.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Couldn't wait for it to be over. And as soon as it was, of course, I gained more weight because it wasn't good. Okay, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because yes, we understand the intrinsic and the extrinsic motivation, but life happens. Sometimes that, you know, that motivation isn't strong enough to pull us out of bed. How do you help clients with that when we're like,
I have a client right now where they have like a brain chemistry issue, right? So they have like a mental health issue. So it's not even a matter of motivation. And sometimes this person's brain is actively working against them. And so these things can get really complicated really fast. So we have, I do a daily text with him. I do micro accountability with him. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is a lot of journaling in terms of understanding the triggers for when his brain chemistry doesn't want to play along. so that this way that will help them stay on track, right? And we're doing a lot of like talking about, well, what are the other things that are getting in the way when his brain is just being like, no, I'm not doing this. And then it's like things like get your clothes out the night before, like take every decision you can as much as possible out of it. So that this way it's like right next to your nightstand, there are your workout clothes. So then you go. And so this person happens to have a Peloton. So then I said, make sure you have different classes loaded in so that this way, all you got to do is turn on the thing and choose a class that's right there. You don't have to sit there and thumb through and, you know, do the endless scrolling of like, oh my God, and then have decision fatigue, right? Yep. And decision fatigue is actually something I'd like to get into after, you know, we talk about this little thing, because I think that that's driving a lot of this demographic as well. But it's with this person, we're trying different things. And so far they're doing really well. The texts are very targeted towards them. And it's something very simple. And in our accountability calls, we're very focused on, okay, here is what you need to do. And what I love about the people who work with me is that they are bought, they're struggling at the beginning, but once they get bought in, they're totally like, no, this is my deal. This is my journey, right? Like, yeah, you're here, but no, this is mine. And that's what I want. I want them to have that level of pride. It's not even ownership. It's that level of pride that they were able to figure out and problem solve on their own at whatever time in the morning they're getting up, that they were able to do it. And then I have them journal it so that this way, when they're feeling crappy, they can look and say, like, look at these wins that you've done. Like, they can look at that when they're feeling really down on themselves. They can look at their wins and they can say, ah, I've done this before. I could do this again. As opposed to, just one thing, I know you want to jump in, but as opposed to them having to conjure up a time where they felt positive when they feel negative, because that is so hard for someone when they are feeling down. Be like, come on, Midori, like think about a time where you did this before and you're just like, chill, fuck off, right?
Uh-huh.
But if I have it in front of them, if they've already documented it when they were in a positive state of mind, then all they got to do is just bring it up on their phone.
And what I know about behavior modification and habit formation is exactly what you're talking about, right? It's not always going to be perfect, but if you have, you know, you talked about micro accountability. So there's going to be those days where like, I don't really want to because of whatever's going on, right? Whether you have a mental health issue or not, doesn't matter. We all go through it.
Yeah.
But doing what you're doing where maybe they're off for a day, but they know that Jill is going to be checking in with them. So they're going to get back on the horse. So they're developing this habit. And what I love about everything that you're talking about is there's a number of things. One, you are developing a program that fits for them, not for everyone. It's for them. It's very tailored. The other thing is you're helping them problem solve, but creating new habits, you know,
yeah.
So it's a long-term thing. Health is a forever thing, right? And so that's what I'm really hearing from what you're talking about is you have created this approach that brings those elements in so that they don't have to be working with you forever unless they want to, but yeah. You are helping them developing these new things that fit the best with them. And you're holding them accountable until it becomes their natural habit.
Yeah.
And then they can fly. Okay, so let's get into what you just were talking about. What was it? What was it?
Decision fatigue.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, when you're in the thick of this, you are making so many decisions throughout the course of your day. Like if you think about, if anyone on this listening to this, think about right now, how many decisions you're making over the course of a given day, it is likely a lot. You probably are losing count very quickly and you haven't even had breakfast yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what I'm also trying to do is help people a lot of times what I'm doing is I'm helping people with their life problems so that they can make room for investing in themselves. That's the thing. A lot of this is peeling back the onion. So you could be like, yeah, I want to be healthier. I want to have more energy, all the things. Okay, great. And then as we're digging into it, and I'm like, so Midori, how are things going? And maybe you have a sick family member, right, who's living in another state. And you're trying to figure out, oh, how do I do this? So I have like another client, for example, where their parent is in early stages of dementia. And so the thing is that they haven't been diagnosed yet. And so this is where it gets really tricky in terms of types of legal documentation, powers of attorney, all of those things. And that's where I'm taking my tech background in terms of program and product management and helping them break down the tasks that they need to do and understand what the dependencies are to figure out how they could get this stuff worked out in the most expedient way possible. Because this is like the weight of the world on their shoulders. They're trying to take care of their sick parent, and they know that the time window is limited. Plus, they have their life to live. And so what I do is that I break it down into something more consumable for them and approachable. I find them experts who they could partner with so that this way it doesn't feel as big as a hairy, scary monster, so that they can be like, okay, all I need to do in these next 2 weeks is to do these two things. That means I could still work out. Oh, okay.
It's doable.
It's doable. Like, yeah, this is still a shitty problem that you're dealing with. And I know a lot of your listeners deal with problems like this. Mm-hmm. Right? We all do. Yeah. But the thing is that it's helping them solve these ancillary problems so that then they could stick with the habits that they're desperately trying to build.
It's the tactical and practical, which getting back to what you talked about. So this is how you weave it into so many. It's so interesting to hear you talk, Jill, because it's going into so many different sections of their life. But really, it's about the whole, when it comes to your health and your fitness and your, you know, the mental approach that you have to life, it's all together. It's all weaved together. Yeah. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
I love this, and I could talk to you forever, but this is, you have such a different approach and such a unique approach to creating new habits and dealing with the way that we mature. That so we mature successfully, we mature and be more sexy in our life, or how, you know, whatever we want to call ourselves.
Well, it's more about applying all of that experience that we've accumulated in our lives, right? And being like, hey, I'm using this experience for good. I'm not about to sit there and let some guy tell me that like I'm past my prime. Fuck that, right?
Totally.
I'm going to use the knowledge that I've accrued over my life, and I'm going to apply it to live the life that I want to live and give the proverbial middle finger to anyone who's like, no, you can't do that. I mean, but here's the thing that I think is really important for your audience is that right now, most people know that America is in an obesity epidemic. We have a 40% obesity rate, 70% overweight population problem of adults. And the thing is that on the flip side, people are living longer, right? Which you would say, okay, that's good news. But the problem is that where our quality of life is decreasing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And for me, I want to be going against the grain. And that's what I want my clients to want to have, is that they don't want to be part of the majority. They want to go against the trend, right? They want to make sure that, you know what, if I'm going to live this long life, I'm going to be doing the things that I want to be doing for as long as I can.
And right? Then I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, you and I have talked about plan. This. We're both having a big ass party, man. And
totally. Best champagne, best donut, all of it.
All of it. Love eating it. All the donuts.
Totally. 100%. Because that's what I'm taking up with me to heaven. Champagne and donuts.
Yeah.
Jill, where can we find out more information about you?
So you can go to golong.me/Midori. I have a special offer for your audience. And, you know, you set up a call. We talk it through, we find out what your goals are, and then we find out if this is the right thing for you, if you're into it or not, right? We have it's a very simple intake call where we just kind of find out a few things about you. And, you know, we decide, you know, we both make a decision on if this is something that you're really interested in doing, then we work together, right? And there's different ways that we can work together depending on what your goals are. But I would say, look, if you're not going to bet on yourself, who is going to bet on yourself, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling all of you, is that bet on yourself. If you think you can't do it, come on, you've done more difficult things than this. You're a fucking entrepreneur, goddammit. Like, if you take care of yourself, you're able to continue to focus on building your business. You're able to show up better.
100%. And that's what we're all about. I love it. I see so much alignment between what you do and what I say to my clients as entrepreneurial women, especially as they're getting to that next stage in, you know, and they have the self-doubt with their age or whatever they're going through. So I love what you're about. I encourage all of you, if you are going through that shift, if you are having doubts or feeling insecure in some way about your health, if you're feeling like physically and mentally you are not at your peak, I so encourage you to reach out to Jill, because she is very practical and tactical, but also, like she says, she's empathetic. I've known Jill for a while. Reach out to her, because I know that she can help you. And Jill, thank you so much for being here with us.
It is a pleasure. Thank you, Midori.